So we can begin. One more. Okay, we need an author to come in so we can start.
Oh, yes, I love it. I love this character. It's my fave.
We'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the Transportation and Housing Committee, Senate Committee, and we'd like to take roll, please.
Senators Bell?
Here.
Bell present, Cannella?
Here.
Cannella present, Allen? Allen present, Bates? Bates present, Gaines? Galgiani? Leyva? Leyva present, McGuire? Mendoza? Roth? Roth present, Wykowski?
Here.
Thank you. We're having a hearing pursuant to Senate Rule 2910.10.10B to hear AB 1250 by Assemblymember Bloom, which was referred to the committee on Tuesday, September 8th. And I asked everybody to turn off their phones and take their conversations out of the room if they want to talk, or Sean here will throw them out. All right. Okay. And we're waiting for author. We need an author to present the bill. Should we all vote before he comes? What do you think? You vote?
We need an author.
Just take judicial notice.
We got an author. Okay. We are in business.
We are indeed.
We have Assemblymember Bloom, and welcome. You have the floor, Assemblymember.
Thank you. So the policy committee on this bill has already heard the bill once, passed it out of the committee 7-0. The bill is being heard due to amendments that were requested by the administration and Caltrans on the deadline that further reduce any upward cost pressures to the state, for example, for state highway repairs.
Okay.
That's all I've got. Thank you. And I respectfully ask for your
Any testimony in favor?
Mr. Chair, members, Josh Shaw with the California Transit Association. We want to thank the author for sticking with us on these last second amendments. Thank you and your staff for working with us. Appreciate that everybody already voted for this, including four of you, again, in Appropriations Committee. We have been working in good faith with the administration in the last 2 weeks, and there are amendments that help them understand that the impact on the highway system that they design, maintain, construct, and maintain is minimized. If anything, we're doing a better job in these version of the amendments of reducing that pressure. Having said that, Mr. Chair, I need to note for the record, today we learned in crossing different amendments, there was one little piece that we didn't get quite right in the version that's in print, and we just want to say into the microphone, on the record, we are going to work with the administration, should the bill be passed and signed, to fix the technical thing they pointed out to us today and try to get that in, for instance, an omnibus bill as soon as possible early next year, but would otherwise urge your support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other witnesses?
Mr. Chairman and members, Delaney Hunter on behalf of the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority and the Ventura County Transportation Commission in strong support.
Okay, please come forward if you would like to testify.
Good afternoon. Jennifer Whiting with the League of California Cities, urging your support of this version of the bill. As you all know, we have had a lot of concerns about this bill and this issue the last few years. It has been a very long road, but we are very happy to say that we have come to an agreement with the author and sponsors and urge your support today. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, member Shane Guspin on behalf of the Teamsters and the Amalgamated Transit Union in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Michael Pimentel here on behalf of Santa Monica's Big Blue Bus and Solano County Transit in strong support.
Good afternoon, Steve Wallach on behalf of the Alameda Contra Costa Transit District, the California Association of Coordinated Transit, and the Napa County Transportation Planning Agency also in support.
Chris Lee on behalf of the California State Association of Counties in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Matt Robinson on behalf of the San Mateo County Transit District and the Santa Cruz Metropolitan Transit District, both in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Moira Topp here on behalf of the Orange County Transportation Authority in support.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members, Bob Naylor on behalf of LA Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the largest transit agency in the state, in support.
Richard Harmon on behalf of the North County Transit District, in support.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see if we have other witnesses that are not in support. Please come forward. Witnesses for this bill that are not in support of the bill. Okay.
Move the bill.
There's a motion on the bill. Any questions or comments from members of
the committee? I got a question.
Senator Wachowski.
On page 3 of the bill, we're changing it from unladen weight of 25,000 pounds to curb weight of on one axle. And our staff report defines curb weight as the weight of a bus, including the fuel and all equipment used in normal operations. What was the unladen weight? What is the unladen weight?
What's the difference?
If I might, Senator, unladen weight is a term used in the California Vehicle Code that we had originally referenced. There is, in fact, a national procurement standard that's been certified by the International Standard Certification Body for procurement of public transit buses that's almost exactly the same, but the term of art in the industry is curb weight, and we were asked by Caltrans to consider using the term of art in the industry, which is very specific to transit buses. It's almost identical, but my understanding is the concern is we want to make sure we're not talking about other kinds of vehicles that are not transit buses, and if you use a term of art curb weight, which is used in transit, you're just even more emphatically clear that this section only applies to transit buses, not other unladen vehicles that are defined in other codes.
Because I see that we're going from 25,000 to 23,000 in language, and I thought that the fuel may be the difference, or that maybe the equipment that was not in that was.
When you look at the vehicle code, existing California vehicle code section on unladen weight, you see that, frankly, this is tighter for transit buses. You get a little bit of fuel, but not all the fuel that's in unladen weight. I don't think that's the reason they asked for it, but it's more term of art in the transit industry as opposed to the term unladen, which we don't really use. We had previously referenced only because that exists in California code. This is more specific for us.
Thanks.
So the weight includes the fuel.
That's right, but not people. That's essentially the difference between gross weight and curb or unladen weight.
Because when the bill came up before, I talked about we want to have the true weight.
That's right.
Because the true weight is what actually has the impact on the roads. Weight of the vehicle, which, fully loaded. But so this gets a little closer to that.
That's right. That's exactly
so
right.
So I support that. Okay, we have a motion. Any other questions? Call the roll, please. Would you like to close, please?
Ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Assemblymember. We'll call the roll, please.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Senators Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire. Mendoza. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
So that's 9-0.
We have a vote of a 9-0.
Okay.
That we wait for.
Well, we've got another committee set up,
yeah.
So we can probably close the roll.
So we can close the roll.
Okay, we'll close the roll. The vote will be 9-0. This motion, this will be returned to the Senate floor, and motion passes. So we're now adjourned as a committee.